A $2.9 million SPECT court scanner has been fully funded by the Nanaimo and District Hospital Foundation's latest campaign, completing the largest fundraiser for a single piece of equipment in the foundation's history. The foundation made the announcement Monday, July 14, adding in a press release that the machine is expected to dramatically reduce wait times, decrease the need for patients to travel out of region, and improve care for thousands across the island. The machine is planned to be installed later this year. The scanner, primarily used for cancer staging and assessing ongoing treatments, reveals characteristics of diseases with information on organ size, tissue density, and localization. The device works through imaging organ systems after a patient has been injected with small amounts of radioactive tracers. Part of the money raised will go toward a lead retrofit for the room. "We're amazed, this campaign happened so quickly because so many people and so many businesses and so many organizations came together to support it," said Barney Ellis Perry, Foundation CEO, speaking with the News Bulletin. "Without that, we'd be spending 3 years to do it. Sometimes these projects can feel like you're pushing a rock up a hill, and this one we felt like we were chasing a rock down a hill." He said the funds have come from a variety of sources since the campaign started last winter. These include more than 1,000 individual donations, including some over $100,000, estate gifts, and events including the Tom Harris Community Classic Golf Tournament, which raised over $100,000. "It's interesting in this campaign because we did so many things like stuff at Save on Foods, International Women's Day, Tim Hortons, Smile, Cookies, that it was throughout the community. I think a lot of people saw this through Central Nanaimo specifically, but also into Oceanside, so there was a lot of community awareness and support for this that was a bit unique for a singular campaign like this." Over $115,000 was raised through hashtag FitCheckForCancer, a personal online campaign inspired by local real estate agent Carly Carey, in which she encouraged followers to share a video using the hashtag, tag the foundation, nominate friends, and donate to the campaign. The project is the first for the foundation under a new funding agreement with Island Health, in which the foundation will sign a memorandum of understanding to fund a piece of equipment and Island Health will start the tender process ahead of the funds being secured, trusting the foundation to raise the money in a certain time frame. The SPECT Court campaign began in mid-November as its annual winter fundraiser. Island Health had asked the foundation to raise the money within 3 years. "There is a whole list of things we just signed for," Ellis Perry said. "We just signed an agreement to fund $400,000 to pay for equipment in what was once the old ICU, and they're refurbishing that into a space for 9 patient beds, which is really good because it gets people out of the hallways." Looking ahead, he said the foundation is examining ways to support tertiary care infrastructure, including cardiology and neurology, as well as a new family practice clinic in Parksville, which recently received a donation of about $500,000. Additionally, the foundation has entered early discussion on a mid-island gastrointestinal clinic, and in the next few months details are expected to be released on support for seniors in NRGH's emergency department. "We will also be raising money for equipment. We have a very long list of equipment," he said. People can learn more on the foundation's current campaigns and donate at http://nanaimohospitalfoundation.com.